Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 4 to 6. Total obedience will bring healing to our lives. We read in 2 Kings chapter 5 verses 14 and 15 like this. So he, Naaman, went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his aides, and came and stood before him, and he said, Indeed now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. The story of Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5 gives us many valuable lessons that we can use in our practical life. 1. Even though Naaman was a Syrian general, through him God had given victory to Syria. He was a great and honorable man in the sight of the Syrian king due to his accomplishments. When we are sincere and passionate in our profession, God will surely prosper us. Number 2. Even though Naaman was a mighty man of valor, to others he was a leper. As Rick Warren has once said, no matter how good things are in your life, there is always something bad that needs to be worked on. And no matter how bad things are in your life, there is always something good you can thank God for. Number 3. Even though the young girl was a captive in a foreign country, she was a witness of the God of Israel who would heal through his prophet in Samaria. We need to be a witness of the saving knowledge of God wherever we are placed, even in hostile territory. Number 4. Even though Naaman knew that his healing will originate from the prophet of Samaria, he went with a letter from the king of Syria to the king of Israel, falsely assuming that the king of Israel will heal Naaman. Naaman got sidetracked in his desire to get healed, but we need to go directly to our Lord Jesus Christ only, by whose stripes we are healed. Number 5. Even though the king of Israel knew about prophet Elisha, who had done so many miracles and healing, he forgot about him and got dismayed at the strange request from the Syrian king. When troubles confront us, it is so easy to forget that we have a God who still hears our prayers and who still delivers us. Number 6. Even though the instruction from prophet Elisha was simple, to dip in the river Jordan 7 times to get healing, Naaman became furious as things did not happen as he had anticipated, and he felt that the rivers of Syria were of better quality for cleansing. Even though God tells us to do something out of the ordinary and simple, we should not feel offended and get distracted by doing what we have always done before. Naaman took the excellent advice from his servants, went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan River. When Naaman completely obeyed the word of God, he received healing and his flesh was restored to the flesh of a little child. When we obey God, the blessings we receive are more than we can normally expect. On a final note, the biggest lesson that we can take from this story is that God uses ordinary people to carry out his extraordinary plan. God used a lowly servant girl to bring healing in Naaman's life and brought him to realize that Jehovah was the only God on earth. Let us never dismiss anyone as insignificant, for we never know whom God is using to speak to us today.